With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse.
The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump testifies in a defamation trial.
Former President Trump testified for several minutes, telling the court that he just wanted to defend himself. He said of columnist E. Jean Carroll, "She said something I considered a false accusation," but the judge told the jury to disregard that remark. Trump was heard in the courtroom away from the jury, saying he didn't know E. Jean Carroll, something that he said repeatedly on the campaign trail as well.
Until this happened, obviously, I have no idea who she was, and nor could I care less.
Carroll seeking over $10 million in damages, testifying that Trump ruined her reputation after she accused him of sexually abusing her in 1996 in the dressing room of a Manhattan department store. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A New York City woman is dead after eating mislabeled cookies from a Connecticut grocery store chain. The 25-year-old went into anaphylactic shock, resulting from a severe allergic reaction to the cookie manufactured by Cookies United. This is SRN News. Some troubling numbers from the Southern Baptist Convention. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to Lifeway Research, 43% of SBC churches performed no baptisms in 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. Another 34% reported performing between one and five baptisms. Overall, SBC baptisms nationwide are down, but they have rebounded substantially from the sharp decline that was seen during the pandemic. In fact, baptism in the denomination has been declining since 1999. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign is going all in on abortion. A new series of TV ads have been released urging Americans to vote for the president who has vowed to restore Roe versus Wade. However, there's virtually no chance that Mr. Biden can deliver on that promise with the current makeup of the Supreme Court and Republican control of the House. This is SRN News. Another possible U.S. withdrawal.
The United States and Iraq will soon begin talks to wind down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. The Pentagon says the size of the U.S. military footprint in Iraq will be part of the discussions. The announcement comes as U.S. forces in Iraq have been increasingly targeted by Iran-backed militias. But Washington says the time frame for the discussion isn't related to the attacks. Iraqi officials have periodically called for a withdrawal of coalition forces for years. Those calls have increased in recent months against the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. Keith Peters reporting.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company has fined $45 million for California's second largest wildfire. The 2021 Dixie Fire burned nearly a million acres and destroyed over 1,000 buildings. More details at srnnews.com.